Bab Dada is happy to see the speed of intense effort of the double foreign children. The foreign children have recognized their real father, their real land, and their real religion very well. It is as though the fruit of previous kalpa has revealed itself on the land simply by sowing the seed of Baba's introduction. Bab Dada knows that within this group there are some jewels who are the bits of the rosary round Bab Dada's neck. Bab Dada is seeing many scenes of such beads being revealed to the world, and of such beads revealing the Father to the world. They are being revealed now and will continue to be revealed in the future also. Do you consider yourselves to be such invaluable jewels? Where would the most precious jewel be set? The precious jewels are set in the heart. Do all of you experience yourself to be such intense effort makers who are constantly merged in the heart? To be those who are constantly in the remembrance of the Father. This is the Avyakt Murli of 1st January 1979. Baba said, it is your speciality, the speciality of double foreigners, that they have recognized the real father, the real land, and the real religion. God has come in a very incognito manner. That's why to recognize him sometimes is difficult. In Gita it is written, as people do not know me, people do not recognize me, and those who are really foolish will not know me. Avajananti mamamuda. They do not know me, those who are of less intellect. Only the most intelligentsia can recognize me. So, to recognize such a father itself is a speciality. And those double foreign children who are in those distant countries, far away from this land, far away from this background, in spite of staying in that background, in that taking birth in those religions, they have recognized the Father. They have become fathers. That's a great, great achievement. Other thing is they have recognized the real land. Which is that real land? Bharat. And in Bharat also, Madhuban. So they have recognized their real home. This is the speciality. And the most important, they have recognized the real religion. Which is that real religion? The eternal, original deity religion. Today we'll discuss something about religion. How many types of religions are there in the world? There are about 7 types of religions in the world. And everybody is caught up in those religions. Swami Vivekananda had said somewhere, it's good to be born in church, but it's bad to die in church. Means, it's good that you have taken birth in Christianity, but you are dying as a Christian without understanding, without knowing other religions. It's not a very good idea. So there are many religions in the world. So Baba is saying, each one of us has taken birth in some or other religion. And from the childhood, we cling to that religion. And we do not want to know anything about any other religion. Here, Baba is praising double foreign children that they have recognized this real religion. The first religion is the ignorance-oriented religion. Ignorance-oriented religions. Which are they? Where the person is fanatic, Kattarvadi. He feels that this is the only religion. This is the only scripture. And this is the only prophet. This is the only messenger. This is the only truth in the world. If he has taken birth in the Jain religion, he feels that Mahavira is the only Tirthankar. If you don't come to Mahavira, you will die. If he has taken birth in Christianity, Jesus is the only religion in the world. Jesus is the only savior. You know one good thing? Every religion proclaims that their founder is the only savior. Jesus is the only savior. Buddha is the only savior. Mahavira is the only savior. Confucius is the only savior. But where is the saved humanity? Whom they have saved. So this is the religion. The first type of religion is the religion of fanatics. Bigotry. Sectarianism. Where the person feels that this is the only religion. This is the only path. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He is the only prophet. This is the only book. This is the only path. This is the only way. If you don't follow this, you will go to hell. This is the first type of religion in the world. This is known as ignorance-oriented religion. So we were something like that only. A Hindu feels that Hinduism is the only path. A Muslim feels that Islam is the only path. A Buddhist thinks that the Buddhist is the only path. Dhammapada is the only scripture which is to be read. All other scriptures should be thrown aside. It's a miserable and a pitiable stage. Pathetic. You are not even ready to listen to ideas. This is what is known as religious intolerance. And this earth, time and again, has been bathed in blood because of this religious intolerance, because of this religious fanaticism, bigotry, narrow-mindedness, religious myopia. So this is the first type of religion to break through such dogmatic, narrowed religious beliefs and to accept something new. It's a great thing. The second type of religion is the fear-oriented religion. If you don't follow, you will go to hell. If you don't do this, that cauldron with hot oil is waiting for you. If you don't do this, you will be hung. If you don't do this, that Dharmaraj will not spare you at all. There is a bed of thorns waiting for you. You will be tortured, tormented like anything. You will be fried in fresh hot oil like pancakes. So this is the fear-oriented religion, where right from the childhood, a fear is introduced, like a child. From the childhood only, what training we give to the child? If the child is going somewhere, you say, hey, don't go there, there is a ghost there. There is a cat there. We terrify them right from the childhood. So this is the business of pandits. They earn a lot. There are people who get a lot of commissions also. Other people, brokes, who get a lot of commission for this dalal in between. So they earn money by introducing element of fear. A village, ignoramus people, tell them, oh, if you don't do this, you will get this curse. So this is known as fear-oriented religion. This is the second type of religion in the world, where an element of fear is introduced. And pandits, priests, they are very expert in this business. Not only, even the educated people start following them. I became unhappy. You know, one of the jokes, I became unhappy because I did not forward that message to 10 people. That was a message of God. I did not forward it to 10 people. That's why I am unhappy now. So I should have forwarded it, but I did not forward. So that's why I am unhappy. Fear-oriented religion. That is the second type of religion. The third type of religion is greed-oriented religion. If you do this, you will go to paradise, fairies, delicious food you will get to eat, and then streams of milk, and then you will enjoy, you will have eternal joy, eternal pleasure, jannat, swarg, paradise, heaven. This is, they introduce greed. This is little better. But then people are doing everything for this, for the next life, for the afterlife. They are worshipping God because of some greed. This is also, priest and pandits have played a great role, and religious scriptures are written in that way only. The fourth type of religion is the religion of intellect, logic. This is little better. Lot of logic is there. The world is sorrow, the world is suffering. Come to religion, you will get happy. And the person is tempted, oh, happiness, if I want, I need to come to spirituality. And they come to religion and again they are unhappy here. But then they can't say, they can't tell to the people. For example, this is the hospital. And there is one bed here. All the beds are here. And there is not a single window here. This is an imaginary condition, not a single window. This is the only patient, this is one bed and there is one patient here. And there is a window here. So this patient sees the windows and there are so many beautiful sceneries outside. And he keeps on describing. He keeps on describing what he is seeing to all the other patients. And all other patients are so jealous of him all the time. He says, oh, what a beautiful march. Oh, what a wedding ceremony. What a wedding procession is going on. He says, oh, what a morning. What births. Everything he describes. And everybody is feeling jealous of him. They feel, why he doesn't die? And every night he gets some attack. And they feel he must have died. But the next day he is again alive. So everybody is jealous of this man. And one day he dies. And then, number one bed goes to this. This person gets promoted to this bed. And when he comes here, this person, he feels there is a wall there, nothing else. This man was lying. But then now he cannot say, there is a wall. So he also now starts describing. And these others are jealous of him. So this is the world, this is spirituality. Here, we trap people. Oh, come to here. We will give you so happiness, peace, purity. And they come. And when they come, they are again unhappy because there is nothing here. But then now they cannot say there is nothing. Because what about these? So he has to show to these people, oh, it is very good. Come to this place. Come to this place. So there is a further frustration. This is the fourth type of religion. Religion of logic. Religion of calculation. Religion of mathematics. This is comparatively better, this third, fourth religion. In this category, there are so many examples. The fifth, sixth and seventh are the real religions. The fifth, sixth and seventh. Fifth is the religion of intelligence. Fourth is the religion of intellect. Intellect and intelligence are different. This is the religion of intelligence, where wisdom is at its peak, where you really analyze things, understand things, where the vairagya is developed out of real wisdom, where you analyze things, see things as they are. Definitely there is sorrow. Definitely this marriage is bondage. It's a terrible bondage. If you get trapped in this bondage, there is no coming out. It is the death of the soul. It is the death of the soul. It's very difficult. So one has analyzed, one has seen, one has understood. It is something higher than knowledge, intelligence. So there are some religions, they rise out of intelligence. Sixth religion is the religion of meditation. Dhyana. This is the religion of meditation, where too much scriptures are not there. Where the only thing is, you just sit in meditation and all secrets come to you. You don't have to run here and there. In the stages of meditation, the knowledge is revealed. In the stages of meditation, the ultimate secrets of life, the unsolved mysteries of existence come to you. So these are the sixth type of religion. And what is the seventh type of religion? It is the religion of ecstasy. It is the religion of rapture. It is the religion of samadhi. It's a religion of Paramanand, where person is just swimming in joy, is floating in that divine, super sensuous, supernatural bliss. Like those Sufis, they are swinging in joy. They are not said to be, it's not that they have read many books and they are very logical. It's not like that. It's a religion of love. It's a religion of ecstasy. It's a religion of joy. It's a religion of happiness. So that is the seventh type of religion. So the world is divided into these seven types of religion. There might be some other categories. So Baba says to double foreigners, you are those children who have recognized the real father, the real land, and the real religion. The real religion of the soul is to get drowned in that super sensuous bliss of that arises from this supreme, the divine. Soul is potentially divine. The attraction, the real attraction of the soul is only towards the supreme soul. Whenever it gets attracted to anything which is not God, soul comes to sorrow, soul comes to misery, soul comes to unhappiness, because it is not its real nature. Its real nature is to be with Him, to be with Him, to be in Him, for Him, towards Him. And whenever such a thing doesn't happen, the result is sorrow, the result is suffering. That's why Baba keeps on saying in all the Murlis, forget the body and the religions of the body, the consciousness of the body, the objects of the body, the things of the body, the desires of the body, the enjoyments of the body, the indulgence of the body. Anything which relates you to body is an obstacle in the path of spirituality. So forget this body-oriented consciousness and come to soul-oriented consciousness. This new consciousness will elevate the soul to that supreme consciousness, supreme soul consciousness, Paramatma Abhimani. So, but have we really recognized the Father as He is? It's not a simple thing to recognize Him. If you want to know Him, if you want to understand Him, if you want to recognize Him, 100% soul conscious stage is needed. A slight alloy of body consciousness will darken the intellect. A very pure soul alone can recognize the ocean of purity. Extreme purity, untouched purity, undivided purity, untainted, unstained, unadulterated purity is needed to understand, to realize, to know the ocean of purity. And this is possible only when the intellect's yoga is with that supreme. When the soul is constantly in the company of the beloved, the bridegroom. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bap Dada is happy to see the speed of intense effort of the double foreign children. The foreign children have recognized their real father, their real land, and their real religion very well. It is as though the fruit of the previous kalpa has revealed itself on the land simply by sowing the seed of Baba's introduction. Bap Dada knows that within the group there are some jewels who are the beads of the rosary around Bap Dada's neck. Baba is seeing many scenes of such beads being revealed to the world and of such beads revealing the father to the world. They are being revealed now and will continue to be revealed in the future also. Do you all consider yourselves to be such invaluable jewels? Where would the most precious jewel be set? The precious jewels are set in the heart. Do all of you experience yourself to be the intense effort maker who are constantly merged in the heart to be those who are constantly in remembrance of the Father? Avyakta Murli, 1st January 1979. Om Shanti.